listener production.
Good morning, I'm Michaela Savage. In some major breaking news out of the UK, Princess Kate has revealed she's been diagnosed with cancer.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London. And at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present.
The 42-year-old going on to say her medical team has advised her to undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and she's now in the early stages of that treatment. Kate has made the announcement via a video message, adding it has been an incredibly tough couple of months for the entire family.
For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
To other news now, Russia and China have blocked a US-sponsored UN resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza to allow desperately needed aid to be delivered to suffering Palestinians. Back home, voters in Tasmania will head to the polls this morning for the state election. At the moment, Tassie has the country's only remaining Liberal government. Pre-polling has been open since March 4, with nearly 9,000 people casting their vote early. And it's a super Saturday across the country today, with close to 3,000 properties going under the hammer. According to Domain, it's the busiest auction Saturday in nearly 2 years. In the NRL overnight, the Raiders lost to the Warriors across the ditch in Christchurch, 18-10. Then the Roosters smashed the Rabbitohs at Allianz Stadium in Sydney, 48-6. Bunnies coach Jason Demetrio says they're not having the start to the season they wanted.
There's only one way out, and that's staying together and fighting for training well next week and getting them back on the horse.
Roosters halfback Sam Walker was sent for a head injury assessment in the 47th minute, which he failed after cobbing an elbow to the neck. But Tricolours coach Trent Robinson says he's completely fine.